Already past 8, RSN 927 Sports Heaven, Michael Christian, Mick McGuan with our Monday experts, Paul Chapman and Brad Johnson with you through until 8.30. And great to have our next guest with us, Taylor Duray, who's been one of the mainstays in the Hawks' defence right through season 2016. G'day, Taylor.
G'day, how you going?
Going really well, thanks, mate. How did you spend the weekend off?
I didn't know what to do with myself. I took it pretty easy. We had a training session on Saturday. And then, yeah, just utilised the break. So caught up with some family yesterday and just took the mind off footy, which was a good thing, and got the body nice and rested. So we should be feeling good for this Friday night.
Now, Brad Johnson, of course, is with us, former Western Bulldogs star. He wanted to ask you, he was too scared to ask himself, whether you saw him play on Friday night at the EJ Witten's Legends game.
Chris,
I did have a look, actually.
Did you see him fumble the first contest he was involved in?
Mate, every time we went forward, he didn't have a look around. Eyes fixed on the goal.
Actually, Taylor had 11 handballs for the first time ever, which was actually unheard of. But Taylor, on a serious note, who are you planning for, mate? Who's going to come across your path against the Catters?
Look, to be honest, probably no set matchup. We like having certain guys play higher or play deeper, just depending on the mix they throw at us. So for me this year, I've been pretty flexible with either having a role or maybe playing deep to, say, push a Birch or a Hodgie up high. So, no set matchup at this stage, but, you know, something might unfold as the week goes on.
What about in the middle of the ground? It's where it'll be won or lost, Taylor. Without doubt, Dangerfield, Selwood would have... absolutely superstars of the competition, but let's face it, Hawthorn have got a lot of stars in that part of the ground as well. Are you expecting Sammy Mitchell to be tagged?
Well, we probably expect Sammy Mitchell to be tagged every week, but knowing the star power of both midfields, it's almost like they might just go head-to-head, really. Danger and Joel especially are great from stoppages, and we're going to have our work cut out for us there, so it'll be interesting to see what mix they go with. But we know that, like you say, the midfield battle is probably one of the most important for the game.
What about down back, Benny Stratton? How's he training at the moment? Is he right to go?
Yeah, he's good to go. As you know, when you have an injury, you almost go through a little bit of a pre-season to get back. So he's sick of doing the extra running and whatnot. So, he'll be available for selection this weekend, and so should Ben McAvoy, which is handy for us.
So definitely play Benny McAvoy, you think, Taylor?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Taylor Duray with us from the Hawthorn Football Club. Mate, it's been an interesting year for you. You've been able to find a way to win a lot of close games. Do you feel like you're playing well enough to beat Geelong?
I mean, we definitely feel like we've got what it takes to win finals, and no doubt, you know, Geelong are probably, along with Sydney, of the informed side of the comp at the moment, going into the finals. They've both had really good runs in and showed good form. So we know we actually have to play our absolute best to give it a shake. But that's the challenge of not only playing Geelong, but playing in finals. So we welcome the challenge, and we look forward to Friday.
It's not about what you've done in the lead-up, and that's the home and away. It's about what you perform in the month of September, isn't it, Taylor? And has that been Clarko's message?
Yeah, exactly. We often talk about, you know, the season's done. This is a new little mini season in itself. It's a new challenge. Eight of the best sides, you know, going to go head-to-head, and everyone knows that tyre pressure stakes, and we're going to expect nothing different from Geelong than probably their best. That's the beauty of finals, everyone playing at their best at the pointy end of the season.
Taylor, just for everyone listening, how do you approach this week? Do you look back to the round one game at all? Does it come into the equation when you're assessing Geelong, or do you more look at what they've been able to do over, I suppose, the last 2 to 3 weeks with the sides that they've played against and won quite comfortably against?
Look, I'd say we'll look at certain things, whether it was matchups or certain personnel or certain moves they did. But as you know, team playing in round one, generally they've changed their style 2 or 3 times or have made changes to the way they go about it by the season's end. So we've got coaches that do a great oppo analysis for us, so we'll look at their last 4 weeks probably more so than round one.
I want to talk about Jared Ruffhead. How active has he been in relation to your campaign?
Oh, he's been awesome. He's you can't put a price on leadership, as you know, and we'd love to have him out there, but he's been super. We've had so many young forwards come through the team this year that You know, sometimes it's been a burden of leadership put on Jack Gunston and Luke Bruce on game day, and Ruffy helps out when he can with off-field staff, obviously vision going through with the younger guys, and even being a presence down in the rooms on game day. So he's been huge. And for guys like James Sicily and, you know, Tim O'Brien when he's in the side, these types, his knowledge is invaluable.
Taylor, going back to Friday night, I played with three of your coaches, so I'm a bit nervous about the way they would have pulled up in the approach for this week with Big Monkey, Adam Uze, and Chrissy Newman. So I'm not sure there'll be much track time from those boys.
Nah, well, I think Monkey may have done a hat.
Yeah, I think you're trying to run away from Andrew McLeod, I think it was.
Well, that was a silly idea. He was no good. Adam Uze, he's an evergreen. He's still probably the best kick at the club. He was all right. And then, knew he was only fresh out of the game, so he was all good.
And, mate, Jack Fitzpatrick, has he come down to earth yet?
Luckily we've had the bye, so we've given him extra time just to get himself settled. he's an absolute avid Hawks fan before being drafted, so for him this is a dream come true. And I've reminded him that in 4 weeks' time there's a dream to achieve, so I think he's realised that we've got a big challenge ahead of us. Next 4 weeks, you know, obviously it'll be all new experience for him, but he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Good on you, mate. Great to chat. We wish you all the best. It's going to be a beauty come Friday night, so good luck.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Taylor Giray from the Hawthorn Football Club, 27 past 8.